Dictation for Elton, ELTON, Border, BORDER, April 8, 46, addresses a letter to Dr. Michelle, Michelle Nelson, Nelson, 875-3732. Dear Dr. Nelson, dear Michelle, consultation for Mr. Border with chronic kidney disease. He has moved from Georgia. He is aware of kidney disease and has seen kidney doctor in Georgia. He mentioned problems of coronavirus around 2022-2023. The second time, severe to the point that he was in the hospital for a month. Overall, in a few months, at least 6 hospital admissions. This caused significant decrease of taste, and he lost weight from 265 down to 184, presently stable. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no persistent diarrhea or bleeding. There has been also, within the last 1 year or so, gastrointestinal bleeding requiring intravenous iron and blood transfusion. Apparently, EGD done, no malignancy. He has good urine output without infection, cloudiness, or blood. He still has his prostate, no incontinence or infection. Does have neuropathy bilateral up to the ankles, as well as documented severe peripheral vascular disease. He has chronic chest pain on activity, but has not used any nitroglycerin. There is chronic dyspnea, but no oxygen. Inhalers of SIPA machine, does have atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, his past medical history for morbid obesity, prior heavy smoker, peripheral vascular disease with procedures, coronary artery disease with a stent, prior diabetes on insulin, complications of the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism at the time of simultaneous bilateral total knee replacement, wasn't anticoagulated for about 6 months, no recurrence. Denies TIS or a stroke. Recent gastrointestinal bleeding, no malignancy. Has received blood transfusion, intravenous iron. Does have congestive heart failure, chronic kidney disease, atrial fibrillation. Denies kidney stones. Denies blood protein in the urine or infection. Denies chronic liver disease. Next paragraph, procedures including coronary artery stent, a number of procedures, bilateral lower extremities, bilateral cataract surgery, lens implant, surgery on the left elbow for fracture, gallbladder removal, renal artery stent, apparently left-sided, colonoscopy with benign polyps. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, he smoked from age 20 until 1995, at least one pack per day. And he used to drink heavy beer only for 4 or 5 years, discontinued many years back. No family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, Pressing medications include hydralazine, Zetia, metoprolol, nitrates, Plavix, Lipitor, Jardiance, olmesartan, olmesartan, and Lyrica. Next paragraph, pressing weight, 184, blood pressure 120 over 50 on the right, 158 over 50 on the left, length implant, upper-lower dentures, chronic tremor head and trunk, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, no expressive facial dysarthria, no facial asymmetry. There is bilateral carotid bruise, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, lungs are clear distant, has an aortic systolic murmur, appears regular, question mark. Next paragraph, no palpable liver spleen, evidence of weight loss with the skin folds, skin redundancy. There is minor edema, stasis changes, decreased pulses, no gangrene, no focal deficit. Next paragraph. Chemistries. Looks like November is the last one with a creatinine 1.47. Previously 1.53, representing a GFR in the upper 40s, that will be a stage 3. Recent high potassium, normal sodium acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, no anemia, does have proteinuria, albumin at 223 milligrams per gram, most recent A1C at 6.4. Back in January 23, there was anemia with a hemoglobin 5.6. Over the years, his creatinine has fluctuated, middle upper ones, lower twos. Prior phosphorus not elevated. The last echo October, normal ejection fraction, moderate mitral regurgitation. Next paragraph. I review your office note in November. Next paragraph, I review nephrology note from January 2022. They mention acute on chronic renal failure. The placement of a renal artery stent with blood pressure improved. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, progressive over time, documented renal artery stenosis and stenting, underlying diabetes, probably diabetic nephropathy. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure in the office was not well controlled. He needs to check it at home. Kidney ultrasound will be obtained to assess for obstruction urinary retention. He has symptoms of claudication, but at this moment, he's not interested on any further invasive procedures. Continue pressing regimen. I did not change medications. Continue diabetes, cholesterol management, tolerating Jardiance, tolerating ARB olmesartan. Chemistry in a regular basis to assess for any need for iron intravenous, iron or EPO treatment. Assess PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Assess phosphorus for potential binders. He mentioned that since all events few years back, the last 2 years has been the best of his elderly life. He is not interested in invasive procedures. We discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. He understands that he has chronic kidney disease and we are trying to protect the progression to stage 5 that requires dialysis, continue educating patients, monitoring labs, come back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed.